So today I want to address a question that Reb Bocher asked me after the previous shiurim, where we explained the idea of the iskashus to the Rebbe and the Rebbe's green light to be mefarsim in Yoni Moshiach. He says, what about, how does that apply today? Now, I assume that the question is based on that at the end of the day, there is seemingly a physical change in the way we relate to the Rebbe. And if so, maybe the heroes, maybe the directives, maybe the answers given, even the positive answers and the encouragement of the Rebbe for a year and a half on the balcony, so maybe that's different today. Maybe that was just to be ma'oided and mechazek, that the Rebbe should have his health and gesund. But what about today? How does that apply today? Doesn't it get canceled out, so to speak, by the events and by what our eyes see today? So, Ein lanu ela divrei ben Amram. I want to share with you a few inyanim that the Rebbe spoke, and after the istalkus of the Friedrich Rebbe on Yud Shvat, which bechlal ein doime to our case, but we can take a certain level of understanding, a certain hashkafa, of how did the Rebbe speak about certain inyanim of emuna after Yud Shvat. So first of all, the Rebbe kept on saying that Azoyas is upgelaked the same way it was clear to Chassidim until Yud Shvat that the Friedrich Rebbe would take us out of Golos. That's what, how clear it has to be after Yud Shvat. The Rebbe said this many, many times. And to give you an example of to what extent the Rebbe took this, there is a famous sicha that the Rebbe spoke on Simchas Torah Tov Shin Yud Aleph. We're talking about right before the Tahalucha, Chassidim are going to shuls, and you can imagine that their Chassidim are going to come to a shul, and they're going to hear questions from people like, Ni, who is the Naya Rebbe, what's the story? We're talking about before Kabbalah Hanasiyas. So the Friedrich Rebbe is seemingly not here. Lubavitch doesn't have a new Rebbe. So what should be the response to people when they, you know, when you meet them? What should be the approach? So the Rebbe says that when you go to a shul and you're coming from 770, etc., you have the koyach to explain the yidden that you meet, shebe'emes Moshe loymes, that the truth is that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't die. This is in Teres Menachem Chelek Beis, page 36. Ve'ein shum shinoi, and there was no change. Ki'im shenasen esinas mokim l'skasal kadaitoch. The only thing that changed is that now there's room for a question. Not that it actually changes the metzias, but until Yud Shvat, no one will question where's the Rebbe. Now, after Yud Shvat, there can be a question about the existence, but that's the only change. Not that there is actually a change in the existence of the Rebbe, but that there's room for a question. Now, the Rebbe is very open and honest and say that there are some people that may not accept and understand this rhetoric and this talk and this approach. So what happens if people don't understand? Says the Rebbe like this. Im yiskablu advarim. If what I say and what you're going to give over, people are going to accept. Matoiv, gizuntahei, that's the best thing. What if there's questions and you don't exactly have all the answers because all the explanations are not so clear? It says when a child comes to his teacher and he asks a good question and the Malamed doesn't know what to answer, so what does he do? He takes a little cheek, he gives him a little either pinch or a little tap on the cheek, and he tells them, as du vest sein älter wirst du verstehen. When you grow up, you'll understand. Says the Rebbe that if a Yid comes to you with questions about this idea of loy meis, this is what you answer. Zuam mitzias, this is the fact. Gamim at ein chameivin, even if you don't understand, v'sdu v'sazayin elter, v'sdu v'shtein, you know, when you, you'll understand. In other words, not everything has to have an answer. But then there's a much deeper nekuda. And that is that we are not given the power to use our seichel to change the shliches that the Rebbe gave us. There's a famous Geshmaka story by the chassan of the Rebbe Rashab, the Rebbe Nishma Se'eden. We know that the Rebbe Marash was a mechutin with his own brother. They were mechutonim. And Tzemach Tzedek, who was the zayd of both the chassan and the kala, had written that the chasna should be in Yerushalayim. That was the hope, because they get engaged like 100 years before those days. They got engaged at 2 or 3 years old. You know, it wasn't the way it is today. And there was no set place. And the Rebbe Marash felt that if not Yerushalayim Kipshutai, then at least Lubavitch. That has to be, the chasna has to be in Lubavitch, not in the city of Avruch, where his brother, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok, who the Friedrich Rebbe is actually named after, is living. But the chasna was there, and the Rebbe Marash did not go to the chasna. He sent the Rebbe Rashab, and there was a whole condition, they would have to come back. There was a bunch of conditions that they'd be back in time, Shabbos, but whatever, they came late, Sheva Brochas. But without going into the whole Ariches, a very Geshmaka story, the Rebbe Barash sent along a chosid to protect the Rebbe Rashab. What would it mean to protect the Rebbe Rashab? That he should not wear like a shtreimel. They knew that they would put on a shtreimel, and only in Lubavitch. You're not going to put on a shtreimel outside Lubavitch. And also, there were certain inyonim of chassidus, a whole thing. In short, there was this huge wedding, and the people kept on trying to put the shtreimel on the Rebbe Rashab, and this chassid kept on schlepping it away, and everyone was yelling at him, saying, "Oh, I'm sure that your Rebbe would see that everyone is here, everyone wants it, it's such a big simcha for the community. For sure, for sure, for sure, the Rebbe Marash would allow it to happen." But he said, "I don't know, I was told one thing, and even though it's not popular, and even though it's not geschmack, he stuck strong, and he got a lot of harassment, and he did what he had to do." When he came back to Lubavitch, he felt maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I should have done something else. Maybe I should have let. And he asked the chassidim, "Tell me, we know that Rebbe Marash was saying a lot of my morim at the time of the chasna, even though he wasn't there. That was his hishtatvus in the wedding." And it came out that exactly that time, when this whole story with the shtreimel was happening, the Rebbe Marash was saying a maimer. And in this maimer, he said that a shliach has to follow the mishaleach. Even if it's boduk menus, even if it's clear that be'etzem, probably the mishaleach would have changed his mind. But as the shliach didn't hear or doesn't know, he has to do one thing. He has no right to change his shlichus. He has to follow whatever the mishaleach says. Can't make cheshbonis that the circumstances are different. Ein lanu ela divrei ben Amram. If you look in the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a few times that, in the building of the Mishkan, that it says, Rashi brings down that the Torah speaks about Vayas Moshe kachol asher tziva Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu did whatever the Eibishter said. You'll see a few Rashis. Rashi says, Lahagit Shivchon, to say the praise of Moshe and Aaron, Shaloi Shinu, that they didn't change what the Eibishter said. Now everyone that reads this Rashi is like wondering, what? I mean, the Eibishter told you to do something. You do it. Why do you need a whole praise that you didn't do it, change what the Eibishter said? We're talking about Moshe and Aaron here. But the answer is that Adrava, the closer you are and the more smart you are, the more of a reason you feel that Efsher did ever change. Maybe we should do it different. Maybe I have a more geschmack way to get it done. It's so much harder to do exactly without changing because your brain is telling you, now it's different, make it better. There's all these cheshbonis that we can make. That Adrabadesh, and that's the Shevach, that's the praise of Moshe and Aaron, Shalei Shinu, that they never change. They didn't allow their seichel to tell them that this is different, now is different, tomorrow is different, yesterday is different. Whatever the Rebbe says, whatever the Eibishter told them, they did exactly. And whatever the Rebbe tells us, Ein lanu ela divrei ben amra.